The Fault in Our Stars. By John Green. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Fault in Our Stars is a novel by John Green, published in 2012. It tells the story of Hazel Grace Lancaster, a 16-year-old cancer patient who is forced by her parents to attend a support group. There she meets and falls in love with Augustus Waters, an ex-basketball player and amputee. The two bond over their shared experiences with cancer and their love of books, and soon embark on a journey to Amsterdam to meet the author of Hazel's favorite book. Along the way, they learn about life, love, and mortality, and discover the power of their own resilience. Hazel is a smart and sarcastic teenager who has been living with cancer for 3 years. She is in remission, but her lungs are still damaged and she is dependent on an oxygen tank. She is also struggling with depression and a fear of the future. When her parents force her to attend a cancer support group, she meets Augustus Waters, a charming and confident young man who is also a cancer survivor. Augustus is an ex-basketball player and amputee, and he and Hazel quickly become close friends. Augustus and Hazel share a love of books, and soon they are discussing their favorite authors and stories. Augustus reveals that he has a wish to meet the author of Hazel's favorite book, An Imperial Affliction. He arranges for them to travel to Amsterdam to meet the author, and the two embark on a journey of self-discovery. Along the way, they learn about life, love, and mortality, and discover the power of their own resilience. The Fault in Our Stars is a heartbreaking yet uplifting story of two teenagers who find love and hope in the face of tragedy. It is a story of courage and strength, and a reminder that life is precious and should be lived to the fullest. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Hazel Grace Lancaster is a 16-year-old cancer patient who is forced to attend a support group for teens with cancer. Hazel is initially resistant to the idea, but eventually finds solace in the group and forms a close bond with Augustus Waters, another cancer patient. Hazel Grace Lancaster is a 16-year-old cancer patient who is struggling to come to terms with her diagnosis. She is forced to attend a support group for teens with cancer, and is initially resistant to the idea. Despite her reluctance, she eventually finds solace in the group and forms a close bond with Augustus Waters, another cancer patient. Through their friendship, Hazel is able to find strength and hope in her situation, and is able to come to terms with her illness. She learns to appreciate the little moments in life, and finds joy in the simple things. Hazel and Augustus' friendship is a testament to the power of human connection, and how it can help us to cope with even the most difficult of circumstances. Main idea number 2. Augustus and Hazel fall in love and embark on a journey to Amsterdam to meet the author of Hazel's favorite book, An Imperial Affliction. The book is unfinished and the author is unhelpful, but the trip is still meaningful to Hazel and Augustus. Augustus and Hazel's journey to Amsterdam is a journey of love and discovery. They are both searching for answers to the questions posed by an imperial affliction, and they are also searching for each other. Along the way, they experience the beauty of the city, the joy of being together, and the pain of not finding the answers they seek. Despite the fact that the author of the book is unhelpful, the trip is still meaningful to Hazel and Augustus. They learn more about each other, and they learn more about themselves. They also learn that sometimes, the answers we seek are not always found in the places we expect them to be. The journey to Amsterdam is a metaphor for their relationship. They are both searching for something, and they are both willing to take risks and go on a journey together. They learn that love is not always easy, but it is worth it. They learn that sometimes, the answers we seek are not always found in the places we expect them to be. They learn that life is unpredictable, and that sometimes, the best thing to do is to just enjoy the journey. The journey to Amsterdam is a reminder that love is worth the risk. It is a reminder that sometimes, the answers we seek are not always found in the places we expect them to be. It is a reminder that life is unpredictable, and that sometimes, the best thing to do is to just enjoy the journey. It is a reminder that love is worth the risk, and that sometimes, the best thing to do is to just enjoy the journey. Main idea number 3. Augustus's cancer progresses and he eventually dies, leaving Hazel devastated. She is comforted by her parents and friends, and finds solace in the idea that Augustus is in a better place. Augustus' cancer progresses and he eventually dies, leaving Hazel devastated. She is surrounded by her parents and friends, who try to comfort her in her grief. Despite her sadness, Hazel finds solace in the idea that Augustus is in a better place. She remembers the moments they shared together, and the love they had for each other. She finds comfort in the thought that Augustus is no longer in pain, and that he is in a place where he can be happy. Hazel is able to find peace in the knowledge that Augustus is in a better place, and that he will always be with her in spirit. Hazel's friends and family are there to support her in her time of need. They remind her of the good times she shared with Augustus, and the memories they made together. They help her to remember the love they shared, and the joy they found in each other's company. Hazel is able to find comfort in the thought that Augustus is in a better place, and that he will always be with her in spirit. Hazel is able to find peace in the knowledge that Augustus is in a better place, and that he will always be with her in spirit. She is able to find solace in the idea that Augustus is no longer in pain, and that he is in a place where he can be happy. Hazel is able to find comfort in the thought that Augustus is in a better place, and that he will always be with her in spirit. Main idea number 4. Hazel's cancer is in remission, but she is still haunted by her mortality. She struggles to find meaning in her life and to make sense of her experiences. Hazel's cancer is in remission, but the experience of facing her mortality has left her with a lingering sense of uncertainty. She is no longer in immediate danger, but she is still haunted by the knowledge that her life could be cut short at any moment. She is left to grapple with the question of what it all means, and how to make sense of her experiences. She is determined to make the most of her life, but she is also aware of the fragility of her existence. She is determined to live life to the fullest, but she is also aware of the possibility of death looming in the background. Hazel is determined to find meaning in her life, and to make sense of her experiences. She is determined to make the most of her life, and to find joy in the moments she has. She is determined to live life to the fullest, and to make the most of the time she has. She is determined to make the most of her life, and to find peace in the knowledge that her life has been meaningful. She is determined to make the most of her life, and to find solace in the knowledge that her life has been worthwhile. Main idea number 5. Hazel's parents are supportive of her, but they are also struggling to cope with her illness. They try to protect her from the harsh realities of life, but Hazel eventually learns to accept her situation. Hazel's parents are incredibly supportive of her, despite the fact that they are struggling to cope with her illness. They do their best to shield her from the harsh realities of life, but Hazel eventually learns to accept her situation. She realizes that her parents are doing their best to protect her, and she appreciates their efforts. Despite the difficult circumstances, Hazel's parents remain loving and supportive, and they do their best to make her life as comfortable as possible. They provide her with the emotional and physical support she needs to cope with her illness, and they are always there for her when she needs them. Hazel's parents are also struggling to come to terms with her illness. They are constantly worried about her health and well-being, and they often feel helpless in the face of her illness. They try to remain positive and supportive, but it is difficult for them to watch their daughter suffer. Despite their own struggles, Hazel's parents remain devoted to her and do their best to make her life as comfortable as possible. Main idea number 6. Augustus's death has a profound effect on Hazel, and she begins to question the meaning of life and death. She finds comfort in the idea that life is a gift, and that it should be lived to the fullest. Augustus' death had a profound effect on Hazel. She was left with a deep sense of loss and confusion. She began to question the meaning of life and death, and why Augustus had to die so young. She found solace in the idea that life is a gift, and that it should be lived to the fullest. She was determined to make the most of her life, and to make sure that Augustus' life was not in vain. She wanted to make sure that his memory would live on, and that his legacy would be remembered. She also wanted to make sure that she could find joy and happiness in life, despite the pain of his death. Hazel found comfort in the idea that life is precious and should be cherished. She wanted to make sure that she was living her life to the fullest, and that she was making the most of every moment. She wanted to make sure that she was making the most of her time, and that she was making the most of her relationships. She wanted to make sure that she was living her life with purpose and meaning, and that she was making the most of her time on Earth. Hazel's experience with Augustus' death changed her outlook on life. She was determined to make the most of her life, and to make sure that Augustus' life was not in vain. She wanted to make sure that his memory would live on, and that his legacy would be remembered. She also wanted to make sure that she could find joy and happiness in life, despite the pain of his death. Main idea number 7. Hazel and Augustus's relationship is a source of strength and comfort for both of them. They find solace in each other's company, and their love helps them to cope with their illnesses. Hazel and Augustus' relationship is a source of strength and comfort for both of them. They have a deep understanding of each other, and their love helps them to cope with their illnesses. Hazel finds solace in Augustus' presence, and he in hers. They are able to talk about their fears and worries, and they can be honest with each other about their feelings. Augustus' strength and courage help Hazel to stay positive, and Hazel's optimism and understanding help Augustus to stay strong. Together, they are able to face their illnesses with courage and hope. Their relationship is a source of comfort and joy for both of them. They are able to find joy in the small moments, and they are able to laugh and have fun together. They are able to find beauty in the world, even in the midst of their struggles. They are able to find strength in each other, and they are able to find hope in their love. Hazel and Augustus' relationship is a source of strength and comfort for both of them, and it helps them to cope with their illnesses. Main idea number 8. Hazel's friendship with Isaac, another cancer patient, helps her to cope with her grief. Isaac's cancer is terminal, and his death serves as a reminder of the fragility of life. Hazel and Isaac's friendship is a source of strength for both of them. Despite their shared diagnosis, they find solace in each other's company. Hazel is able to talk to Isaac about her fears and worries, and he is able to provide her with a sense of hope and understanding. Isaac's terminal cancer serves as a reminder of the fragility of life, and it helps Hazel to come to terms with her own mortality. Despite the sadness of his impending death, Hazel and Isaac are able to find joy in their friendship. They share stories, jokes, and moments of laughter, and Hazel finds comfort in knowing that she is not alone in her struggle. Isaac's death is a reminder of the importance of cherishing every moment, and it helps Hazel to appreciate the time she has left. Main idea number 9. Hazel's relationship with her parents is strained, but they eventually come to understand each other better. They learn to accept Hazel's illness and to support her in her journey. Hazel's relationship with her parents was strained at first. Her parents were worried about her health and wanted to protect her from the world, while Hazel wanted to live her life to the fullest. They argued often, and it seemed like they would never understand each other. But eventually, Hazel's parents began to understand her better. They realized that her illness was not something to be feared, but something to be accepted and embraced. They began to support her in her journey, and they were there for her when she needed them. They showed her that they loved her, and that they would always be there for her no matter what. Hazel and her parents had come a long way, and their relationship was stronger than ever. They had learned to accept each other and to support each other in their journey. Hazel was grateful for her parents' love and understanding, and she knew that she could always count on them. Main idea number 10. Hazel's journey of self-discovery leads her to a greater understanding of life and death. She learns to accept her mortality and to find joy in the present moment. Hazel's journey of self-discovery begins when she meets Augustus Waters, a fellow cancer patient. Through their conversations and experiences together, Hazel begins to understand the fragility of life and the importance of living in the present. She learns to accept her mortality and to find joy in the moments she has. She also learns to appreciate the beauty of life, even in the face of death. As she comes to terms with her own mortality, she also learns to appreciate the lives of those around her, and to cherish the time she has with them. Through her journey of self-discovery, Hazel comes to a greater understanding of life and death, and learns to accept her own mortality. Hazel's journey of self-discovery is a powerful reminder of the importance of living in the present and cherishing the moments we have with those we love. It is a reminder that life is precious and that we should make the most of it. Through her journey, Hazel learns to accept her mortality and to find joy in the present moment. She learns to appreciate the beauty of life, even in the face of death, and to cherish the time she has with those she loves. Hazel's journey of self-discovery leads her to a greater understanding of life and death, and ultimately to a greater appreciation of life. Main idea number 11. Hazel's relationship with Augustus is a source of strength and comfort for her. She finds solace in his company, and their love helps her to cope with her illness. Hazel and Augustus have a unique and special relationship. Despite the fact that they both have terminal illnesses, they find strength and comfort in each other. Hazel finds solace in Augustus' company, and his love helps her to cope with her illness. Augustus is a source of strength for Hazel, and she is able to find joy and peace in their relationship. They are able to share their fears and worries, and they are able to find strength in each other. Their relationship is a source of hope and courage for both of them, and it helps them to face their illnesses with courage and strength. Hazel and Augustus' relationship is a beautiful example of how love can help us to cope with difficult situations. Their relationship is a source of strength and comfort for both of them, and it helps them to find joy and peace in the midst of their struggles. Their love is a reminder that even in the darkest of times, there is still hope and beauty to be found. Main idea number 12. Hazel's journey to Amsterdam is meaningful to her, even though the author of her favorite book is unhelpful. She finds solace in the idea that Augustus is in a better place. Hazel's journey to Amsterdam is meaningful to her, even though the author of her favorite book is unhelpful. She has been a fan of the book for years, and has been dreaming of meeting the author and getting answers to her questions. Despite the author's unhelpful attitude, Hazel still finds solace in the idea that Augustus, the protagonist of the book, is in a better place. She finds comfort in the thought that Augustus is no longer suffering from his cancer, and that he is in a place where he can be happy. Hazel's journey to Amsterdam is a way for her to honor Augustus and to remember him in a positive way. Hazel's journey is also a way for her to find closure. She has been struggling with the idea of Augustus' death for a long time, and going to Amsterdam is a way for her to come to terms with it. She is able to find peace in the idea that Augustus is in a better place, and that he is no longer suffering. Hazel's journey to Amsterdam is a way for her to find closure and to remember Augustus in a positive way. Hazel's journey to Amsterdam is meaningful to her, even though the author of her favorite book is unhelpful. She finds solace in the idea that Augustus is in a better place, and that he is no longer suffering from his cancer. Hazel's journey is a way for her to honor Augustus and to find closure. It is a way for her to remember him in a positive way, and to come to terms with his death. Hazel's journey to Amsterdam is meaningful to her, and it is a way for her to find peace and solace in the midst of her grief. Main idea number 13. Hazel's cancer is in remission, but she is still haunted by her mortality. She struggles to find meaning in her life and to make sense of her experiences. Hazel's cancer is in remission, but the experience of facing her mortality has left her with a lingering sense of uncertainty. She is no longer in immediate danger, but she is still haunted by the knowledge that her life could be cut short at any moment. She is left to grapple with the question of what it all means, and how to make sense of her experiences. She is determined to make the most of her life, but she is also aware of the fragility of her existence. She is determined to live life to the fullest, but she is also aware of the possibility of death looming in the background. Hazel is determined to find meaning in her life, and to make sense of her experiences. She is determined to make the most of her life, and to find joy in the moments she has. She is determined to live life to the fullest, and to make the most of the time she has. She is determined to make the most of her life, and to find peace in the knowledge that her life has been meaningful. She is determined to make the most of her life, and to find solace in the knowledge that her life has been worthwhile. Main idea number 14. Hazel's parents are supportive of her, but they are also struggling to cope with her illness. They try to protect her from the harsh realities of life, but Hazel eventually learns to accept her situation. Hazel's parents are incredibly supportive of her, despite the fact that they are struggling to cope with her illness. They do their best to shield her from the harsh realities of life, but Hazel eventually learns to accept her situation. She realizes that her parents are doing their best to protect her, and she appreciates their efforts. Despite the difficult circumstances, Hazel's parents remain loving and supportive, and they do their best to make her life as comfortable as possible. They provide her with the emotional and physical support she needs to cope with her illness, and they are always there for her when she needs them. Hazel's parents are also struggling to come to terms with her illness. They are constantly worried about her health and well-being, and they often feel helpless in the face of her illness. They try to remain positive and supportive, but it is difficult for them to watch their daughter suffer. Despite their own struggles, Hazel's parents remain devoted to her and do their best to make her life as comfortable as possible. Main idea number 15. Augustus's death has a profound effect on Hazel, and she begins to question the meaning of life and death. She finds comfort in the idea that life is a gift, and that it should be lived to the fullest. Augustus' death had a profound effect on Hazel. She was left with a deep sense of loss and confusion. She had grown so close to Augustus, and his death left her feeling empty and alone. She began to question the meaning of life and death, and why Augustus had to die so young. She found solace in the idea that life is a gift, and that it should be lived to the fullest. She realized that life is too short to waste, and that she should make the most of every moment. She also found comfort in the idea that Augustus was still with her, in spirit, and that he would always be a part of her life. Hazel's experience with Augustus' death changed her outlook on life, and she was determined to make the most of every day. Main idea number 16. Hazel's friendship with Isaac helps her to cope with her grief. Isaac's cancer is terminal, and his death serves as a reminder of the fragility of life. Hazel and Isaac's friendship is a source of comfort for Hazel as she deals with her grief. Isaac's cancer is terminal, and his impending death serves as a reminder of the fragility of life. Despite his illness, Isaac is able to find joy in life and encourages Hazel to do the same. He helps her to appreciate the beauty of life and to make the most of the time she has. He also helps her to come to terms with her own mortality, and to accept that death is a part of life. Through their friendship, Hazel is able to find a way to cope with her grief and to find peace in the face of death. Isaac's courage and strength in the face of his own mortality is an inspiration to Hazel. He is able to find joy in life despite his illness, and encourages Hazel to do the same. He helps her to appreciate the beauty of life and to make the most of the time she has. He also helps her to come to terms with her own mortality, and to accept that death is a part of life. Through their friendship, Hazel is able to find a way to cope with her grief and to find peace in the face of death. Hazel and Isaac's friendship is a testament to the power of human connection. Despite the fact that Isaac's cancer is terminal, their friendship is a source of comfort and strength for both of them. Isaac's courage and strength in the face of his own mortality is an inspiration to Hazel, and helps her to find a way to cope with her grief. Through their friendship, Hazel is able to find peace in the face of death, and to appreciate the beauty of life. Main idea number 17. Hazel's relationship with her parents is strained, but they eventually come to understand each other better. They learn to accept Hazel's illness and to support her in her journey. Hazel's relationship with her parents was strained at first. Her parents were worried about her health and wanted to protect her from the world, while Hazel wanted to live her life to the fullest. They argued often, and it seemed like they would never understand each other. But eventually, Hazel's parents began to understand her better. They realized that her illness was not something to be feared, but something to be accepted and embraced. They began to support her in her journey, and they were there for her when she needed them. They showed her that they loved her, and that they would always be there for her no matter what. Hazel and her parents had come a long way, and their relationship was stronger than ever. They had learned to accept each other and to support each other in their journey. Hazel was grateful for her parents' love and understanding, and she knew that she could always count on them. Main idea number 18. Hazel's journey of self-discovery leads her to a greater understanding of life and death. She learns to accept her mortality and to find joy in the present moment. Hazel's journey of self-discovery begins when she meets Augustus Waters, a fellow cancer patient. Through their conversations and experiences together, Hazel begins to understand the fragility of life and the importance of living in the present. She learns to accept her mortality and to find joy in the moments she has. She also learns to appreciate the beauty of life, even in the face of death. As she comes to terms with her own mortality, she also learns to appreciate the lives of those around her, and to cherish the time she has with them. Through her journey of self-discovery, Hazel comes to a greater understanding of life and death, and learns to accept her own mortality. Hazel's journey of self-discovery is a powerful reminder of the importance of living in the present and cherishing the moments we have with those we love. It is a reminder that life is precious and that we should make the most of it. Through her journey, Hazel learns to accept her mortality and to find joy in the present moment. She learns to appreciate the beauty of life, even in the face of death, and to cherish the time she has with those she loves. Hazel's journey of self-discovery leads her to a greater understanding of life and death, and ultimately to a greater appreciation of life. Main idea number 19. Hazel's relationship with Augustus is a source of strength and comfort for her. She finds solace in his company, and their love helps her to cope with her illness. Hazel and Augustus have a unique and special relationship. Despite the fact that they both have terminal illnesses, they find strength and comfort in each other. Hazel finds solace in Augustus' company, and his love helps her to cope with her illness. Augustus is a source of strength for Hazel, and she is able to find joy and peace in their relationship. They are able to share their fears and worries, and they are able to find strength in each other. Their relationship is a source of hope and courage for both of them, and it helps them to face their illnesses with courage and strength. Hazel and Augustus' relationship is a beautiful example of how love can help us to cope with difficult situations. Their relationship is a source of strength and comfort for both of them, and it helps them to find joy and peace in the midst of their struggles. Their love is a reminder that even in the darkest of times, there is still hope and beauty to be found. Main idea number 20. Hazel's journey to Amsterdam is meaningful to her, even though the author of her favorite book is unhelpful. She finds solace in the idea that Augustus is in a better place. Hazel's journey to Amsterdam is meaningful to her, even though the author of her favorite book is unhelpful. She has been a fan of the book for years, and has been dreaming of meeting the author and getting answers to her questions. Despite the author's unhelpful attitude, Hazel still finds solace in the idea that Augustus, the protagonist of the book, is in a better place. She finds comfort in the thought that Augustus is no longer suffering from his cancer, and that he is in a place where he can be happy. Hazel's journey to Amsterdam is a way for her to honor Augustus and to remember him in a positive way. Hazel's journey is also a way for her to find closure. She has been struggling with the idea of Augustus' death for a long time, and going to Amsterdam is a way for her to come to terms with it. She is able to find peace in the idea that Augustus is in a better place, and that he is no longer suffering. Hazel's journey to Amsterdam is a way for her to find closure and to remember Augustus in a positive way. Hazel's journey to Amsterdam is a meaningful one, even though the author of her favorite book is unhelpful. She finds solace in the idea that Augustus is in a better place, and that he is no longer suffering from his cancer. Hazel's journey is a way for her to honor Augustus and to find closure. It is a way for her to remember him in a positive way, and to come to terms with his death.